And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump says he'll immediately ask the Supreme Court to rehear last month's birthright citizenship ruling, which held that the 14th Amendment grants citizenship to any child born on American soil, whatever the parent's legal status. Trump calls it a miscarriage of justice, pointing to billboards along the border advertising birth packages in South Texas, deliveries starting at $4,000. Staying with immigration, Mexico's president is threatening legal action against the U.S. after an ICE agent shot and killed a Mexican national in Houston. She says there are Mexicans whose, quote, only crime is working honestly in the United States, which is a curious way to describe 35 years here illegally. Now to the church. The Presbyterian Church USA, that's the mainline body, not the conservative PCA, voted last week to endorse gender-affirming health care, their words, for all individuals. The drafting committee deleted the words including minors from the text, worried they'd be weaponized. Then the moderator clarified that all means all, no exception, no qualification, no age limit. And the city of Seattle shows where that leads. The city's LGBTQ commission wants the mayor to declare a civil emergency over an influx of transgender adults from red states, internally displaced persons, it calls them, and taxpayer money for the groups resettling them. One shelter manager reports turning away at least 10 young adults a night, and the mayor's office is planning a trans-specific homeless shelter. The Supreme Court just agreed to hear a challenge to Washington's law letting shelters hide runaway minors seeking gender procedures without telling their parents. Yeah, and in corporate news, Lego closed out Pride Month with Instagram videos of minifigures sharing coming out stories. One marching in a pride parade, another proposing to his boyfriend, captioned Pride Moments Built Brick by Brick. Parents noted the obvious. Lego sells to children and boycott calls are circulating. That was obviously coming. The company's actually been at this since 2021, so surprised is probably the wrong word for anyone to use. Disappointed? That still fits. Overseas, a cruise charted for a gay travel group keeps getting turned away. Imagine that. Turkey refused its entry, citing moral and family values, so the Scarlet Lady and its 2,000 passengers sailed for Alexandria, Egypt, but it was denied again on the morning it was due to port. Their next stop? Greece. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.